My Music. A panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shryan. Your chairman, Steve Race.
Thank you very much. A little of what you fancy does you good, so I hope you fancy one or more of the following. John Amos and Frank Muir versus Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. I'll tell you who I fancy. No, I won't. I'll just introduce our scorer, Leonie Lawson. To begin, then, John. Two snatches of music which could hardly be more different, yet they have something specific in common. Can you figure out what it is?
In the same key, aren't they?
That wasn't what you meant, obviously.
No.
Shows you how craftily I sewed them together. I said, can you figure out what...
Figures? They're both in the same tempo.
Yes. Well, time, shall we say.
All right.
I thought they were figaro.
Well, you know that perfect fool ballet music by Holst at the beginning. You may not know the Elkie Brooks thing that followed it. That's in what?
Seven.
Seven. Thank you. Folks, it took a while, but we got there. Yes, they're both in seven time.
You
both
make me feel a perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect. Right. You've got a mark. Frank, this theatre...
Not a question like that, I hope.
No, not like that. No. This theatre, Frank, the Westminster, opened in 1931. But I want to ask you about a performance considerably earlier than that. His Majesty was enjoying himself so much that his river party didn't end until 4:30 a.m. When he got back from Lord Ranelagh's villa at Chelsea. What was the date, Frank?
The water music.
Yes. Have a shot at the date.
Handel's water music.
Yes. Have another shot
at
the date.
Thames. It was very early 18th century.
Yes.
Somewhere between about 1714 and 1720.
Terrific. A round of applause. As a fellow chairman of mine would say, fabulous. Yes, the 17th of July, 1717. Well, that was when they started out. I don't know quite what time they got back. Anyway, you're absolutely right, 1717. Ian, you're going to hear a bunch of grisette singing for 10 seconds, after which you get 1/6 of a mark. Can you manage all that, man, do you think? 1/6 of a mark for each of the girls' names you can remember. But first, over to Maxime's.
Up and down on Centrico, dressing pants and Centrico, dripping, writing, chatting, writing, heels a banter, heels a toe.
Now, their names.
Oh, goodness me. There's Fifi, I do know, is one.
Oh, that's interesting you should mention her. I'll tell you why later on. Yes.
Fifi. Well, oh, yes. there's Frou Frou.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right.
Then after that, I'm just sort of thinking there's sort of Boo Boo Lulu.
Don't they go together? Frou Frou Clou Clou Zou Zou. Does it go like that? Something
yes,
like
you
that.
Do. Yes. You've added two more. That's right.
Yes.
You've got one, two, good. Three, yes. Four.
Have you tried Gladys?
We tried Gladys, yes. No joy.
She was out.
If you can work out 4/6, Slade, that's what he's got. In the song, it's Lo Lo, Do Do, Zhu Zhu, Clo Clo, Margot, Frou Frou, but there are two others in the cast list, Zozo and Fifi.
Fifi,
the first one you mentioned. Those are the 8. Yes. So you have 4/6 of a mark.
Fifi is obviously on overtime.
Yes. And Dodo is extinct, of course. Yeah. Dennis, this music was before your time by at least a decade.
Oh, thank you for that.
Thank you. Dennis, a cryptic clue for you. In 1914, New York yielded Europe to two castles. Can you explain that?
Oh. Well, the castles... castles would be the clue. That would be Irene of Vernon Castle.
That's right. Now...
That would... The tune, I presume, would be one of their dances. I think there's a black and white cartoon which employs that tune, but I can't remember...
Well, the tune's called Too Much Mustard, but yeah. It's the band leader I'm interested in.
Well, somebody called Europe,
yes.
I would think.
Yes, now give him a first name.
No.
Too Much Mustard, surely it was Coleman Hawkins.
Jim Europe.
Jim Europe.
And that very, very early jazz band. I think you have half a mark. Mm. So if you can add a half to two-thirds, you'll be doing well, then. I'm going to be asking you a bit later on about a suitable house name for a musician.
Ooh.
So be working on that. Meanwhile...
Fiddlers.
Words from songs. John, where will I find pins, points, laces and gloves?
Fine necks for ladies.
And all that.
Isn't it? Verse 3 of Dowland's Fine Knacks for Ladies.
No.
Frank, the delivery of a large number of kisses is contingent upon someone singing the old folks at home, which I think is a curious sexual fixation. Can you quote the song line in question? I'll start you off.
Rockabye, my baby.
Right. Yes.
Dixie.
Yes, that's right.
Melody.
A million baby kisses I'll deliver the minute that you sing the Swanee River.
Should be River.
So, well,
kisses
yes,
deliver, I'll deliver.
Labar and River, yes. That's right. Ian, I quote, some word that teems with hidden meaning, like Basingstoke.
Oh, yes. That comes from Ruddigore.
That's right, by W.S. Gilbert.
Gilbert and the music by Sir Arthur Sullivan.
Yes, indeed.
Is that all you want?
That's all I want.
He's very undemanding tonight, isn't he?
Dennis, a terrible thing, boredom. When I'm fighting vainly that old ennui, what do I suddenly see?
Your wonderful face.
Not quite.
No. Your fabulous face.
Fabulous face.
I get no kick from champagne.
I get a kick out of you. It comes from the verse.
I get a kick out of you. My story is much
playwright.
Too sad to be told.
Not Ennui the playwright, Frank says. No, Ennui the boredom. I call this next round of questions the names the same, though same names don't necessarily mean same families, of course. First question to Amos John, cousin of Amos Kingsley, in case you were wondering. John, who's this old-time music hall star inviting us to have a tiddly at the milk bar?
Let's have a tiddly at the milk bar. Let's make a night of it tonight. Let's have a tiddly at the milk bar. Let's paint the town a lovely one.
Now, I said the name's the same.
The name's the same as what?
Well, the sort of name that you might... I mean, she wasn't, for instance, called Race. She wasn't called Lawson. But she was called... Ian?
Evangeline.
No, she wasn't called... She wasn't Nellie...
Oh, Nellie Wallace!
She wasn't Nellie Ian, no. Yes, Nellie Wallace it was.
Oh, what a wonderful day we had. Bang, bang, bang. 14 somethings, there's something in the squire.
You have a mark because you finally got there in the end.
And could I have one
Nellie Wallace
quarter of a sixth mark for an imitation?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Are you going to give it? Oh, you've done it, have you? Right. And we move on. Frank Muir. Frank, who was the percussionist on that record by King Crimson?
Well, it's Sid Amis, or it's Charlie Race.
No, and it,
it's...
Oh, no, they were playing Amis Behaving.
Oh. No, Frank, what would be...
Yes, go on.
What would be a good name for a man?
For a man?
Yeah, I mean, if you had a son, what would you call him?
Well, I'd...
If you had a son, what would you call him?
There was a bass player on the cabaret circuit called Julius Caesar, wasn't there?
You wouldn't call your son Julius Caesar.
I have a son called Jamie.
Jamie what? What's his surname?
Oh, Can I have a clue? Jamie Muir.
Yes, that was the name of the percussionist with King Crimson on that record. It was Jamie Muir.
Well, never.
How to earn a mark. Right. Ian Wallace. King Crimson changed their percussionist later on and made this record called Earthbound. Who was their drummer by then, Ian Wallace?
Well, I have received on occasions the odd press cutting telling me that I had played the drums pretty well on occasions. So I suppose this is the splendid drummer, Ian Wallace.
Ian Wallace, that's right. Yes, when you're not playing football, you're playing the drums, aren't you?
Yes, yes, and I'm also a noted ornithologist. And I'm also somebody else, because occasionally, not very often, but occasionally, I get a call and a voice says, "Is that you, Ian?" And I say, "Yes." "So you're back." And I say, "Well, I've never been away." And they say, "Oh, come on, you've been all over the world since I had this guy." And she's, and I said, "Well, we're having a party and we want you to come." And I said, my wife's in the kitchen. "I don't think I'm the one, Ian Wallace, you..." She says, "Oh, well, perhaps not, but would you like to come to the party?"
And it's all available with that.
I'm a coward. I said, "Well, I've got something else on tonight," I said. But, so there we are. There's all those different ones.
Well, there you are. But it is a fact, and a curious fact, that King Crimson had a Jamie Muir followed by an Ian Wallace on the drums. Dennis, people, as I said, of the same name aren't necessarily related. But if you had been a 16th century map maker or had been discovered in a 20th century cinema queue, what would your name be?
I'd be another Ian. I'd be the girl who keeps ringing Ian up.
Discovered in a 20th century cinema queue.
I don't know. Everybody's discovered in a cinema queue.
Another map maker.
Yes. Do you?
John,
you.
Give him
that. Well, there's a man who invented the bomb sight called Norden.
Well, John Norden's the one Frank has in mind. And I had him, but surely you remember...
Well, there still is a lady around called Christine Norden.
That's right. Discovered in a cinema queue.
Was she?
Yes, in Leicester Square, I believe, standing queuing up for the Odeon, and the film producer said, "I want you for my film."
That's right. Lana Turner was at a soda fountain.
And let's have a tiddly at the milk bar. Yeah.
It doesn't work with cinema cues anymore. "I want you for my film," which, you know...
No, it doesn't.
You can't do that anymore.
No, no. Some songs start on the first beat of the bar, like, for instance, "Climb Every Mountain." Some don't. For instance, "Night and Day." Well, the bit on the front is known in the trade as a lead-in. I'm going to sing you the lead-in, and you give me the next word, OK? Let's make sure the audience has got the idea.
Yes,
right.
Please.
"On Mother Kelly's..."
Horse.
Thank you very much. Right. John, your turn.
I see.
"I've grown a..."
"Doorstep
custom." "Custom to her face."
"I've grown a..."
"Custom to her face."
Thank you very much, yes.
Thank you very much.
Frank. "But it's a..."
"Long, long time." "For me to..."
Right.
"October."
Yes. Ian.
"But
the Lord
above."
Right. Dennis.
"With a little bit..."
Yes. Dennis. "Look at..."
"Me."
Yes. Works, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Try another quick round. John, back to you again.
Should we say what songs they are?
Yeah, if you like, yes. John, "I could have..."
"Tombstone night."
Frank, rather older this one. "If I didn't..."
"Care."
Yes, that's right. Ian, wonder if you'll get this. "Sometimes I..." That's right. Stardust, yes.
Now there's a trick.
A slightly esoteric one for Dennis.
Trick.
It's not a trick. No, it's just a little bit more specialised. "You're walking a..."
"Long the street, down out of the party."
Yeah, now, what's the title? The
title is "This Could Be the Start of
Something
Big."
Big, that's right.
Well done.
And one more for the audience. Difficult one, this. Ready?
"God save..."
No. No, this one is "How are things in..." Thank you. Right. You were fine. Now, about that suitable house name for a musician. What made me think of it was reading about an actor, Norman Meadmore, who rather ingeniously, in view of his profession, called his house Prompt Corner. Nice idea.
Could have called it Resting.
What should a musical person, though, call his or her house, John?
Well, I've only thought of one, which is a name for an rather intellectual pianist, say, like Alfred Brendel. Mm. He might call his new house Ivory Towers.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
Ivory Towers. That's nice, isn't it? Yes. Frank?
Well, there was a name, wasn't there? There was a... the only one I could think of is the musician... Well, he was a sort of musician who was Nero.
Yes.
You know, that when he fired the city, he played the fiddle while the city was burning, and then retired to his villa, which he called Dunromin.
Yeah, I don't want to sort of throw a pall over. I think some egghead is going to write and say that he didn't play the fiddle, of course. He did. He played he blew an instrument, didn't he, Frank?
I would.
Fiddles weren't around then, yes. Ian, a musician's house.
Well, I suppose the conductor of a police band might have called his house Easy Beat.
Mm. Or you've got two there. I can see you've got two.
Yeah, well, one of them won't do anymore because of Frank's one. I'd got the Scottish retired percussion player who was going to call his house Dundrummin.
Oh, that'll do me.
Well, as you know, my knowledge of music is less than anybody's on the team. And in fact, until I came on this programme, I thought that Villa Lobos was an address.
Yes, that'll do me.
Or Wagner could put Ring three times.
Can anybody think why I think Ian's house ought to be called The Hollow? That's right, Ian, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. Perfect.
Follow me, follow down to the hollow. Yeah. There we will wallow, etc. Yes, thank you both. One piano medley coming up. Eight tunes. And as usual, I'm asking John and Frank to name the first four, Ian and Dennis the second four. Here we go.
Well, I'm calling you.
Yes. That's right. Or to give it its title.
Well, it was.
You know its title.
The Desert Song.
No, it's not. Yes, from Rosemary. It's a sort of a call.
An Indian love call.
Indian love call. Thank you.
The very word.
You have.
The second one, I can't. Was it a nocturne?
No, more of a sort of meditative piece.
Oh,
It takes some time,
John. Don't go too far.
You don't know. It's the meditation.
Meditation.
Tice.
Very difficult to spell.
I didn't know that.
Next one. It's also Rosemary.
Yeah, well, that's the tune, Rosemary.
Rosemary.
I love you.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
Photom-tom-tom.
When we build our little home.
No, it isn't, no.
Oh, isn't it?
It's something everybody ought to know.
How to do the tickle toe.
Perhaps not everybody.
I don't agree with the philosophy.
You got two out of four. Over to the other side.
We got two out of four. I'll tell you now.
You make them blue, sunny boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Then the next one, Ian. Da 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 dee dum.
A beautiful dreamer.
Beautiful dreamer. Yes. And then
if I had a talking picture.
Good, and the last one.
Don't know.
No. It comes from a song that begins.
nobody's using it.
Love parade.
Yeah.
I was going to say everybody's doing it.
Everybody's doing it, but nobody's using it.
You've got half marks as well. We have a number of vocal assertions for you. For example, it's only a paper moon. We could add that there's nothing half so sweet in life as love's young dream. One could add that there's only one name that matters in my little red book. Or end with the fact that there's peace worth more than gold down in the glen. Four songs, then. The first of them, Frank's Paper Moon.
Sorry.
Optimistic.
I thought it was another tune. Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it could be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Barnum and Bailey performance.
Only the accompaniment.
Only the accompaniment, yes. Tom Moore wrote John's song, Love's Young Dream.
Oh, the days are gone when beauty bright my heart's chain wove. On my dream of life from morn till night was love, still love. New hope may bloom and days may come of milder, calmer beam. But there's nothing half so sweet in life as love's young dream. Oh, there's nothing half so sweet in life as love's young dream. Though the bard to purer fame may soar when wild youth passed, though he win the wise who frown before to smile at last, he'll never meet a joy so sweet in all his noon of fame as when first he sang to women's ears his soul felt flame, and at every close she blushed to hear the one loved name.
Then it's time for your little red book.
Tunes that time forgot. In my little red book, I see somehow all the girls that I knew, and I'm wondering who can be kissing them now. Down through memory lane, I love to look at the little blue sighs and the little white lies in my little red book. But there's one girl I had a yen for back in 1993. That's the girl I'd go again for if she'd come back to me. Everybody but her I'd overlook. I'd have only one flame, there'd be only one name, Gertie Mitchell, wherever you are.
Finally, for a real Scots song, as far as Ian's concerned, there's nothing quite like it for heating the blood down in the glen.
And a song that I think for a lot of people will be associated with two great Scottish entertainers of the past, Harry Gordon and marvellous tenor Robert Wilson. At hush of eventide,
O'er the hills beyond the Clyde, I go roaming to my heaven. Down in the glen, though humble it may be, there an angel waits for me in that lonely little heaven. Down in the glen, across the moonlit heather, my lassie calls as I roam. 'Tis soon we'll be together in that heaven we call home. The sheep are in the fold, and there's peace worth more than gold for a shepherd in that heaven.
Lovely. Nevertheless, in leaving you, I have to report a victory this week for John Amis and Frank Muir. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Pete Atkins.